You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
What the fuck is up, Denny's? It's me, Joe Thrashenkill, and you're listening to the Toilet Hell Radio Show. With me, I've got my good friend 365 Days of Horror, or as we'll call him, Jordan. Jordan?
You didn't ask how it was going.
Oh, sorry, buddy. How's it going?
Well, it's finally happened. A year and a half of not cutting my hair, and I have finally been confused with the lady in public for the first time.
What was that experience like?
I kind of barely noticed. I was waiting in line at a Target, and at least the one by me now, they have people like directing you where to go. Like if you want to go to the self-checkout or whatever, you just kind of wait in line and someone tells you. And I guess I had my back turned because, and I was with my girlfriend because the person working at Target was like, okay, ladies, you can go next. And then I started walking and I kind of heard them like catch themselves because even though I have a mask on, like, you know, I do have a beard that's poking at the side. So it's just funny to me.
Yeah, not mad at all. I'm laughing, actually.
It's nice to know I have long, flowing, luscious locks. You know, good enough to be confused with the ladies. It must be all the pert and popular I'm putting in it.
Absolutely. But hey, that's not it. We also have to introduce a friend that hasn't been on the show for a little while now because we've been talking movies and such. It's Brenicide.
Yeah, it's me. I don't watch movies, so I can't be involved in those conversations. I can't be fucking asked, man.
That's okay. Me and Jorda, we like watching the gory things and talking about it. And, you know, we only do that for 1 month out of the year. And then it's back to the serious business of metal.
Right. Exactly. And I before we hit October, the guys gave me a month off because famously when it comes to the podcast, I'm very bad at homework. I just don't do any of those things. They're like, hey, did you guys watch the movie? And like the minute before the show, I'm like, no, why don't we play the game where I'm the listener and you have to explain it to me?
It works okay. You know, everybody has their own strengths they bring to the table.
Mine or none. That's my strength. Go ahead.
So we're approaching, I guess by the time that folks are listening to this, there could be like widespread civil violence.
Completely necessary.
That's a fun surprise for Wednesday morning. You click play on your favorite podcast is like there's some freak shooting people outside your apartment.
No one's going to listen to this fucking shit.
No, I believe we have committed listeners who are like, God damn it, I might be set on fire at any moment, but I have to hear what my three good boys have to say.
Yeah. Hunkering down in their one-bedroom apartment, eating corn out of the can with a spork, listening to our show.
Which explains the Swedish people that listen to our show anyway, and it doesn't affect them regardless of this election. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to entertaining them and their sporks and canned corn.
So I guess I've been kind of agnostic that there would be any kind of widespread violence or disturbance, but I might be the minority on that one because from everyone that I've talked to over the last couple of days, it seems like other folks are very, very concerned that this might happen.
I mean, it's been happening, hasn't it? Like, we got these fucking maniacs in Texas. I don't know how local to you that are just like
very, very close.
Right outside. Do you just think when liberalism occurs somewhere in Texas, that's where like the craziest conservatives have to go to flex? Do you think that's why that is?
So, you know, this is maybe too inside baseball or whatever, but you know, Austin is the capital of Texas, so all of the legislatures from Schittsville, Texas, like have to go to Austin for legislative session, and they fucking hate this place. I mean, they love going out to bars and hitting on me and trying to get me to fuck their wives, if I've told that story on the show before, because that happened. But they you know, publicly, they hate everything Austin does, so they try to stymie this particular place.
Yeah.
It's like right. Grandmas who are horny for Dan Crenshaw.
Oh god, the fucking worst.
His fucking big boss eye patch.
So yeah, Austin is, you know, a punchline in Texas. Everyone hates it. They drive for hours to come in and fuck with the residents. It's a whole fucking thing. So yeah, now that I'm saying this out loud, like, yeah, these people have been real emboldened over the last year or so. So maybe there will be some shit flying off.
Right. Like, we're probably, if civil war is going to start in America, it's probably going to start in Texas first.
I don't think civil war is going to happen, but I would say now that I think about it, there probably will be isolated incidents throughout places like Austin.
Isolated incidences throughout places. That's America, baby.
Yeah. But I don't think it's going to be sustained. I think it's going to, you're going to have your most puffed up freaks going out doing dumb bad things. But I don't know if there's going to be any kind of sustained charge there. That's my take on it.
Well, Jordan, what do you think?
I agree. I think there's just going to be a couple assholes in a couple places doing asshole things, and that'll be that, really. I think people are a little too online, and they're a little too nervous about some sort of big calamity happening. I'm not saying it's impossible. Hey, by the time someone listens to this, I could already be proven wrong.
Right, there's going to be a massive influx of threatening TikToks, but beyond that, I think maybe our nation might move on, and people will go back to work the next day, but... this was the first time I ever voted by mail, and it's fucking awesome. I don't know why I don't just always do that.
See, I voted by mail for my primary, just my like local primary, which was the presidential, and they had for the town mayor. And the reason why I'm not super into voting by mail is because for the Democratic primary for mayor, it was like within a 200 like count between the person I voted for and the person who won.
Right.
And they declared it like finished without counting the mailed in vote.
I expect a lot of bullshit.
I'm saying it's like, you know, I'm in the least important state when it comes to presidential electoral voting, but like I'm still gonna go in just because I want it in, I want it done, I want it official. I don't want to put it up to any risk of UPS doing any fuckery or Republicans trying to take it to the Supreme Court to vote down anything sent in by mail. It's just too much bullshit. So whatever, I'll go in, I'll wear my mask, I'll wear gloves if I need to, and then it's done.
I guess I should say that I voted by the drop box. I didn't actually put it in the mail. Like I did the whole envelope thing, but just to kind of safe rather than sorry, I put it like right in the town hall drop box. So I don't know if that counts or if that's any better, but who fucking knows?
They don't make it easy to vote by mail because different states have different rules. Some you have to put it in the special envelope and then put it in another one.
Yeah.
Some you have to sign it in front of someone else. It's a whole lot of bullshit. And I know at least in Texas now, they're trying to throw out 100,000 votes because there were drive-through polling places where people could just drive their car up, vote in their car, and be done with it.
But yeah, there was one place in Houston where you could do that. They had one spot in all of Harris County, which would be the biggest Democratic stronghold in Texas. So if you're talking about possibilities of Texas flipping blue this year, like that's a great way to shoot it right in the knees.
Pretty much, yeah. But we don't have to get into it. Whatever happened, you know?
By the time that you're listening to this, like they're most likely Trump has declared that he won, even though all the votes haven't been counted. So every news network is in the middle of a freak out right now. It's still ongoing. Go about your day. Cause you're not going to know shit for a couple of days. That's my take on this.
Yeah. Possibly a couple of weeks. And, with the, Supreme Court in his favor, even if he loses, there's going to be some fuckery that might continue on for who knows how long, who knows.
But yeah, it's going to be an ongoing thing. So try not to focus too much on this shit today. And instead, you know, have a good time.
Smoke some weed.
Enjoy the possibility of now that they're reporting people can get reinfected with COVID within like 2 to 3 months of catching it. Hey, he might get it again.
Right.
I mean, yeah, most likely he will. So, you know, I miss my Deadpool date. I picked yesterday for the day the big guy kicks it, but it didn't happen. So I'm out $15. So say a prayer for Joe.
Rough.
So now you're voting against them.
Exactly. This is the last straw. I figured that, you know, we haven't been talking about metal stuff for the last month. And, you know, it's been nice. I love doing the movie episodes. I love horror movies. I love talking to guests about that kind of shit. But also the entire time I've been messaging you guys like, fuck, we have to talk about this.
Oh, we've had this patch of going through since really quarantine started in early spring of not a lot happening. And then a lot happening, and then not a lot happening. And in October, a couple of things popped up. It's like, God damn it. Why are we doing this movie thing now?
Yeah, it's well, you know what, man? We don't have to hold back any longer. I think without further ado, we're going to put, you know, our Pantera branded baseball hat on forward, never backwards. OK, and we're going to take our two sausagey little fingers and we're going to do the horns. And we're going to do a black and white profile photo on Twitter.com with our ball chain necklace and a perfectly sculpted chin beard motherfucker. And we're going to crank that shit to, I don't know, fuck 11. Let's crank it to 11.5 and get into the metal news.
Check out our tribute band, Blacktooth Grin.
There were so many. There was a prominent tribute band in Dallas called Blacktooth Grin.
Of course,
I assume they're unionized and across the country. Local 412 Blacktooth Grin.
My chin beard is dyed black, but my soul patch is still silver. It's the metal news.
All right. So I think the one thing that happened that affected me in a certain way is that all of these confluencing events, you know, that began from the start of us doing this show, especially with you, Bruno, to now. It's like I couldn't have scripted this one, but it sure did happen. We're going to revisit an old favorite character from years ago in toilet radio lore. Who would that be, Bruno?
Oh man, guys, you my fucking god! You don't mean who I think you fucking mean, dude.
Dude, I fucking mean it. It's fucking rock and roll time.
Oh, shit, by the fucking Slayer.
We're gonna crank the fucking Puya.
Here's the latest song by King.
You know, I think the years have changed me, and I get the more Jose Mangan I do, the more I'm like, this is racist. I can't do this.
I mean, he is. Never mind. I'm not about. Whatever. Fuck it. Jose Mangan hosts a programmer in charge of fucking SiriusXM Liquid Metal. The guy that inexplicably pushes King and Puya in this year, the year of our Lord 2020. He's in the news in a big way, fellas.
Devils. Dozen. Does he still do the Devil's Dozen? For anyone who's still dumb enough to be a subscriber, please let me know.
Yeah, I canceled a long time ago.
Yeah, fucking 12 songs, always the same every day, voted by you, the mediocre SiriusXM subscriber, with all your really great blabbermouth takes on what good metal is.
Yeah, he does still do that, by the way. I had to check. So I follow Jose Mangan on Twitter. I have for a long time because I don't know.
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, he's endlessly entertaining.
He popped up in a big way because he's got a campaign. You know, Jose may seem like a simpleton that focuses more on, you know, sculpting his eyebrows than anything that happens outside of his desk at SiriusXMU.
Just drawing those motherfuckers in there, yeah.
Yeah, he's connected to the world at large, and he sees what's happening across the country, and he needs to affect a change using his platform. So, Jordan, what exactly are the details of his campaign to change America?
Restore Vinnie Paul's limo.
Okay, that's not quite where I thought this was going, but I'm sure that there was like a really good cause for this, right?
So on GoFundMe, gofundme.com/F/Pantera-Limousine-Restoration, Jose is raising money.
Okay.
Restore, well, now passed on, former drummer of Pantera and Hell Yeah's limo, which is a thing. When you think of iconic metal people and like what's easily recognizable, you might think of Rob Halford and his motorcycle. You might think of Lemmy and his like cavalry hat. Does Vinnie Paul's limo pop up into anyone's mind when they think of him?
Yeah, is that like a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame edition by any museum standard?
Again, like, you know, from my youth in this area, I would say that the most iconic thing from Vinnie Paul would probably—I was going to say it would probably be the clubhouse, the strip club he bought, because he had a lot of money and needed to invest it in a way that also gave him a place to go after work.
I mean, it's interesting. I think Jordan brings up the cavalry hats because I don't think anybody in the history of anyone, and I'm probably going to eat my words because you come from Texas, so you know better than I do. I don't think anybody wore the fucking kind of hats that I saw this, you know, rest in peace, absolute lame lord just fucking walking around in this goddamn, like leopard print dragon hat. I fucking hated everything you ever wore.
There's like a specific store that only sells that to fucking hard rock musicians over the age of 45 because nobody fucking wears that shit aside from those guys.
At least 47.
Yeah, it's right next to the kiosk where you purchase a million fucking bracelets. It's lame as shit. It is one of the most embarrassing things about rock and roll. And this, again, it shouldn't even be going on, but, you know, it's all got to be embarrassing.
I always love how those stores are run by disinterested immigrants that just... like who have no passion whatsoever for they just assume like, yeah, this is American style, this is how I'm gonna make my money.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that like maybe that's like the hot look at the clubs in, I don't know, Albania, but it's also just exactly what these aging fucking rock stars like. I don't know, we'll look into it.
The point of that is if you would see that type of hat, you would go, oh yeah, that's a Lemmy hat. It wouldn't be like completely out of the realm of your mind. Whereas if you're seeing a white limo, you're not going, oh yeah, Vinnie Paul, that's his right. Limo. It's like, it reminds me of the scene from The Simpsons where it's like, it's the Kane from Citizen Kane. Wait a minute, there's no Kane in Citizen Kane. It's the same thing like this. Like, a white limo, that's Vinnie Paul? It's okay, if you say so. But on this GoFundMe, there is a lengthy description written by Jose or perhaps one of his assistants that goes into detail about this if you want me to go through it.
I mean, like, on the surface, this seems like an incredibly fucking callous, selfish thing to do in the middle of unprecedented misery across the country, but maybe there's a good explanation within.
Just massive unemployment, massive death. You know, just chipping a couple bucks to help a dead rocker's limo be restored to its former glory.
I had to go fucking look up what it is, and it's a 1997 Lincoln Town Car stretch limousine. You could, anyone listening to this could get one of these motherfuckers from like your local landfill for $1,500. Like,
yeah, yeah, and like those are probably not filled with fucking Hostess donuts and semen.
So, and on
hey, good for him
meters.
For being fat and having sex, okay?
Nothing against you, Breno. I'm just saying.
So anyway, on YouTube, there's a video for this as well, and just the still image is a picture of Jose Mangan wearing a Riot for Dime Get Your Pull t-shirt with a just gross-ass looking limo behind him, complete with like rust drippings. And the tiny image in the corner, I guess for Jose's specific YouTube page, is a smaller picture of him wearing a Pantera shirt with the giant weed leaf on it. So it's just good synergy there. But I'll read through this description. Sonny Guillen is organizing this fundraiser on behalf of Jose Mangan. That's it's weird. I don't really know how GoFundMe works, but let's just say it's for tax evasion purposes.
Yeah, almost certainly.
I recently inherited Vinnie Paul's 1997 Lincoln Town Car Stretch Limousine. WTF. I know, right? That's exactly what went through my head when I got the call telling me that Vinnie's estate decided that I would be the honorable recipient to take on this legendary vehicle. They knew that I would love it, care for it, respect it as, quote, a Pantera museum on wheels, unquote,
Jesus,
and bring it roaring back to life.
Perfect.
So many
sure.
celebrities, family, friends, strippers, politicians, and more have been inside this limo. Christ. Marilyn Manson
all
famously did. That's what it sounds like. Marilyn Manson famously did donuts outside Vinny's clubhouse one time.
Vinny beat Vinny the shit out of a woman.
Vinny used to drive it to go shopping, drive through restaurants, and of course, the party all the time. Just going on like a fine dining Italian restaurant, going to drive through it.
Just blaring walk through McDonald's, fucking getting his 7th Big Mac for the week.
A happy meal. Where's my motherfucking McFlurry?
I'm sorry, Jordan, please keep going.
I think the laughter in the background is perfect for this.
But it's just, I'm reading the description, and Vinny used to drive it to go shopping, drive through restaurants, and of course, to party all the time in all caps.
I can't believe this guy's heart exploded at the age of 49.
Who knows, man?
He used it to go shopping. Like, he went to a Bob Stores or a Kohl's to pick up some shorts. I had the honor of partying in it back in 2008 in Dallas, and Vinny played me some Hell Yeah demos out of his monstrous sound system.
Holy shit!
Imagine sitting in a fucking... Okay, at this point, it's a 20-year-old limousine. Rust already on there. It already looks like the way it does in this picture in 2008,
stinks.
Okay?
It has to stink.
Just stinking as shit. And you're just, like, kind of sitting there in front of man-spreading Vinnie Paul as he's just, with complete enthusiasm, staring at your face while he's playing Hell Yeah records at you. And you just
air drumming Hell Yeah demo.
You just have to, like, show some form of enthusiasm for what's occurring around you.
He's absolutely going, like, dude, this is the future of metal, bro.
I don't know. I think Jose Mangan has a line somewhere. You know what I mean? I just like to think that for maybe one moment, he had to fake a little bit of enthusiasm in some shitty old limousine listening to Hell Yeah demos in 2008.
I was the biggest Pantera fan when I was a kid. And it sounds fucking painful being trapped in a fucking hot box with Benny Paul while he's trying to play Hell Yeah demos to you.
Dude,
well, he's playing you a demo to Alcohol and Ass.
It's like, as far as like tiers are concerned of like listenable music, like Damage Plan is far above Hell Yeah. Okay, just to give you an idea.
I mean, yeah, if you have to fucking put it in a ranking like that, yeah, it's sad to say it out loud.
Yeah.
It continues. I remember my insides were vibrating so hard from the intense volume and kick from those speakers. God damn.
Now, hold on, Jordan. Let's, yeah. When he says god damn, let's discuss the punctuation here a bit.
God damn?
There's a question.
It's an exclamation point and a question mark, which means he doesn't sound too sure of himself.
Yeah, he's a little confused. I'm sorry, continue.
Now, all these years later, I find myself in a very extraordinary situation, one that I would never imagine.
Unemployed, unsure how I'll feed my family?
No, I mean, you have that tweet from him where he's, what, shopping at Versace?
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I fucking follow him. He took a picture of himself and his wife at the Louis Vuitton store shopping, along with the caption that one of the clerks said that we were the most metal fucking couple at the mall that day. It's like, great, fucking 5 stars, have a fucking medal, dude.
And yet he has to do a fundraiser to get this shag and wagon remade.
Like, up the irons at Versace.
Somehow this motherfucker still has a job in music media when, like, those don't exist anymore.
They're not necessary, really. I mean, just the machine plays the music.
It's my dude.
Anyway, I'm not fucking bitter. I'm not angry. I don't think Jose Mangan sucks a lot. I just, you know, I'm just describing what's happening.
I don't think he objectively deserves a pipe to the face.
Sorry. I apologize for distracting you there, Jordan. You can keep going.
Now, all these years later, I find myself in a very extraordinary situation, one that I would never imagine, being the proud new owner of Vinnie Paul's limousine. Again, it's the now it's a question mark and an exclamation point.
Uber driver sucked me off?
Someone really needs to teach him about this question mark, exclamation point thing and what it actually means.
How do I get pregnant?
I tested positive for what? Vinny wanted to restore this limo while he was alive, but it cost way too much. Now, I'm going to have to stop myself there because the goal for this GoFundMe was $33,000. Vinny Paul didn't have $33,000 to restore this, at least an installment.
That seems unlikely. Yeah, it seems like his business was probably doing pretty well, actually. So I don't know what happened there. Too many bracelets, too many hats.
He probably ate $33,000 of quarter pounders and cocaine off any given stripper's ass any given night.
Yes, the Vinnie Paul Happy Meal. Vinnie wanted to restore this limo while he was alive, but it cost way too much. He even contacted a known TV show to help him pimp it out. But they wanted a ton of money to fix it up. It needs a shit ton of work. Getting the limo to California from Vegas has burned a hole through my wallet, along with other expenses that barely got this beast rolling. It's going to take a lot to get this on the road again. I need to pay for engine work, body work, paint, transmission, power window / trunk motors, stereo / visual equipment, super important, tires, wheels, brakes, lights, interior seats / carpet, final roofing, front windshield, sunroof, detail, blah, 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 blah. I need your help, please. Here's where you come in.
Me?
You, yes, specifically you.
I was just listening to his description thinking like, fuck, how can I help this poor man?
Right, this sounds important. This sounds like I need to get involved. Let me know, Jordan. What do I got to do for Jose?
Every dollar donated will go to complete the restoration of the limo that I inherited from my idol, Vinnie Paul. If you donate $33 or up, you'll get your name engraved on the inside of the trunk. It could be your name, your band name, your organization, your company, your pet's name, or anything you want. Whatever it is, it'll be forever immortalized on this iconic piece of rock history.
I'm going to take a switchblade and carve my name into this fucking rotted, rusted trunk.
Yeah, I'm going to carve a fucking hex curse upon Jose Mangan on the inside of his vehicle.
My first name is I Wish, and my last name is Jose Mangan is dead.
Now, see, like with a Kickstarter or something, there are usually tiers of, you know, you donate $10, you get this. You donate $33, you get that, and on and on. This is all you get if you donate any sort of money, $33 or up. Like, you don't get a ride in it. You don't get to lick the seats. Nothing. You just get your name carved into the trunk.
Great. This sounds awesome. So I get to help you live a dream, and I get my name carved on the inside of the trunk, the place where, you know, the most prominent spot in a vehicle.
Engraved. You'll get it engraved.
Okay. Laser engraved.
Yeah, right.
Throughout the limo pimping out process, we'll be updating this page in our socials with cool videos and exclusive content. I can't do any of this without your help. Massive thanks, and thanks is spelled with an X, to my brother Sonny Guillen for this great idea after hearing me stress out about how I was going to pay for this stuff. He convinced me to do this, and I appreciate his assistance in helping me run and manage this. We know this is an extremely difficult time, and we're not asking you to hurt your bank account or not pay a bill because of this. Jesus Christ, someone might actually do that. But if you can donate to help get this piece of heavy metal history back on the road again and get your name engraved inside the Pantera limo, well, then it's a win-win for all.
Literally all, everybody.
Literally everyone on this planet wins if you do this. Hope you're healthy and safe, and thank you for considering, maybe for donating, but mostly for loving heavy metal and the music Vinny and Dime left behind. Peace in a celebrated cloud of music. Jose, Metal Ambassador, Mangin.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And to this date, it has raised $35,182. Yeah. So they reached their...
Two extra grand, more than you needed, really.
You stupid motherfuckers.
Yeah.
So as I'm looking at this, this already passed its goal. An hour ago, someone gave $333.
Who?
It just says anonymous.
Yeah.
But there was one name I recognized when it first started.
I think
it was for
one.
$60. Brian Slagle, owner of Metal Blade Records. Gave money to this.
$60, Brian.
Is this some kind of like payola fucking money laundering scheme?
Like, if I give you money for my record label, you play us on your show?
Yeah.
There were a couple of bands that I saw. I was just going through some of the donations that like people were putting in their band names, including one that was 101 Proof, the Ultimate Pantera tribute band.
Fucking Christ. Man, that is... Oh, all right.
I'm going to be sick.
The promotion that he's done for this campaign has been, well, I posted it on Twitter, and Kit's like, you predicted this. And like, I did, but not really. I didn't think this would actually happen. Sonny, He posted in this campaign that they created a video for this. Last Saturday, we went hashtag hunting for jizz in the hashtag Pantera limo, literally. What we found may surprise you. Jose Mangin got dressed in his detective outfit and dove right in there with a black light and hashtag jizz detector spray. Video coming soon, hashtag CFH, hashtag restore Vinnie Paul limo. Those guys actually went looking for Vinnie Paul's cum.
Do you think they're going to, like...
It's a science experiment.
Yeah, they're going to clone him. They're going to bring him back.
That's got to be what they're doing, right? It's... I mean, I was joking that, like, why do you want this fucking, you know, completely cum-stained limo, you know, to be restored? Like, you could just trash it. It's fine. You don't need to keep this on the road. It's a stupid vehicle. And then I was like, oh, it's because they want to pick up his cum.
What he's going to do is he's going to take a sandwich baggie, he's going to take an ice scraper on the inside of the windows, and he's going to dump it all into his dumb wife's cooch.
Oh, fuck. That's extremely gross.
I mean, why else would he need $35,000? It's not really for the limo, man. It's for some in vitro fertilization so that they can, you know, restore the Pantera bloodline.
Life finds a way.
Yeah.
It was as the prophecy foretold. In the year of the pandemic, there will be a child born unto Mangin.
I mean, there's no greater evidence to chaos theory than, you know, $35,000 being raised to restore a 1997 Lincoln Town Car.
I'm just imagining 8 years from now, it's all for you, Vinny Jr.
And the thing is, like, he didn't have to do anything with this limo. He could have easily donated it to like the Red Cross or Cars for Kids or some pediatric cancer research thing and just donated that money that they would have gotten. Even if they couldn't drive it, just getting it scrapped and selling the scrap for money, that would have been much better than whatever is possibly planned for this, driving around California so people can, I don't know, pay two bits a gander.
Yeah, I mean, I felt such a need that I needed to get the mobile sexual assault unit up and running again. The whole thing honestly makes me mad as fuck. I really hope that, Jose, I hope you get in a terrible accident in this fucking thing.
Go ahead.
Again, it's not iconic. No one would associate this thing with him. I would associate Chad Gray's gross Billy Goat extension goatees from when he was in Mudvayne more than I would this limo to Vinnie Paul.
Thank yeah.
You. That's what you want hanging off the Hard Rock Cafe wall. Just gross blue vomit covered ropes. I mean, there is a, you know, there is some back and forth on Twitter about this. One of my mutuals, when they saw this, they commented, I mean, people are like not getting health care and actually dying. And one of the Pantera chuds asked them, you know, can you name literally one person who has died in America from being denied health care? To which I immediately replied, Chuck Schuldiner, bro.
I mean, just go on the same website that's fundraising money for this and just type in hospital or healthcare or sick, and you will see literally hundreds of GoFundMes.
Right. Actually go around the GoFundMe website and you will have your fucking question answered.
I have more than one friend that has had to declare bankruptcy due to medical billing. Like, you're never going to get out of this shit.
But did they die?
I mean, well, came really fucking close, actually.
Well, then my point's proven.
Fair.
I am still an idiot on the internet, and I'm still really smart about it.
Things are just unbearably bleak right now, and the idea that, like, using your fame within this subculture to restore your dead friend's limo so you can drive around in his limo, like crowdfunding for that, is just fucking morally abominable to me.
I would crowdfund the dynamite to fucking blow this thing into the sky.
Yeah, crowdfunding $500 for one grenade.
Just crowdfund Jose Mangan's assassination. Just like fucking Irish car bomb this motherfucker in his Lincoln Town car just off the streets of Las Vegas forever.
Yeah, I need an RC car and a little bit of C4. It's like in Scarface. we're going to get in trouble for this one, fellas.
No, who cares? Jose, I'm kidding. I love you, buddy. You're great.
These are not actionable threats. I'm just expressing frustration with what I see as this insane act.
The FBI guy on our phones is just checking, you know, which race we put in on all of our applications on Indeed.com. And he's like, no, it's cool. You guys are fine.
This show is for entertainment purposes only. Well, you know, we've kind of gone in on this one for a while. Should we maybe switch gears?
Let's move on. Let's drive our 1997 Lincoln Town car very far away from this conversation.
Driving it right into the fucking lake.
That's right.
All right. You know, I just realized the thing that we're getting into isn't any fucking better.
Right.
All right, fuck. Five Finger Death Punch, we talk about them a lot because, I mean, they're literally the biggest band in metal right now. So we have to. They're also an icon for insanely right-wing forces within global fascism. So they have a new video. The video is very unsubtle, and we have to talk about it now because that's how this whole thing works. The song is called Living the Dream. the caption on this video, rules for thee, but not for me. And there's a lot going on with this, but I think that it highlights a number of concerning trends. And one that's maybe less concerning, but is just insanely frustrating to me, which would be like the Orwell guy. you've been on the internet for a while. I'm sure you've encountered the 1984 fella.
No. What do you mean?
You know, the people that believe that, you know, 1984 was very much a prophecy. They like to use terms from the book, like groupthink and wrongthink and such things. And I am convinced that not a one of these motherfuckers actually read the goddamn book.
It was required reading for me in high school.
I skipped all my required reading in high school, so I didn't read it until later. It wasn't good. It was a bad book.
I read worse in high school.
I mean, I've read the entire Ayn Rand oeuvre. I think that 1984 was worse than all of that. Anyway, it's this just incredibly blinkered vision of what liberty is, and I find it especially galling in a country where, compared with other advanced economies, we have what is objectively less liberty, freedom to do fucking anything aside from basically buy weaponry. We got it pretty good in those regards and no other way.
Well, not if you live in Massachusetts. It sucks here. I can't murder my neighbor as easily as I want to.
Have fun with your 10-round mag. You can only, you know,
kill 10 people.
Exactly. If you're a good shot.
Well, if they're all bound,
you just cross the border into New Hampshire like Filibanti did.
Yeah, there is no way to regulate all of this interstate trafficking of mags and such, so it seems kind of ridiculous. Anyway, the quote, the video itself for Living the Dream begins with a Ralph Waldo Emerson quote, which is, all right, fiction reveals truth that reality obscures, which is a pretty good dumb guy quote. I think that fits pretty well.
It's right up there with watering the tree of liberty revolution quote that these idiots always use.
Hashtag, you are not your job.
That was Thomas Paine, right?
That was Fight Club.
I was referring to Jordan's quote.
Yeah, funny. One of the Thomases.
All right, who gives a shit?
Keeping.
It's all Fight Club.
Yeah, everything's Fight Club. So this video, it begins with this quote, and then it goes into the most fucking generic Axe FX 2 YouTube demo video riff I think I can recall in a moment. This riffage is embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Axe FX 2 riffage.
Yeah. There is nothing, there is no character to this, there is no distinguishing characteristic of the riff. It is a fucking angry wallpaper, and I hate it.
I mean, that could be a description for most of what Five Finger Death Punch does, just angry noises and angry faces but with nothing behind it,
just a captionless DeShare Zone meme.
Damn, that's pretty good. And the video, it begins with zombies, because when you lack imagination, you have to revert to the few tropes that you do know. It's zombies. One of them, a couple of them are pushing shopping carts full of toilet paper because, you know, I don't know if you remember that, but people were stockpiling toilet paper. What a crazy thing that happened 6 months ago. And from there, it gets a little bit more interesting, I would say. You've got some lines about superheroes. You see Captain America doing blow off his shield and fighting with a drunken, vomiting Superman, while Iron Man eats Tide Pods. Now, I know that it's still a trope within right-wing social media, because I follow this stuff pretty closely. They still think kids are eating Tide Pods.
It was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
It was, and it was a joke to begin with, but they're like, these fucking liberals eating goddamn, just like shaking, angry, imagining.
Just purple-faced, fucking typing furiously on Facebook.com. Why don't you go suck on a fucking Tide Pod, you fucking piece of shit liberal.
Fucking pajama boy.
Soy boy fucking cuck. Yeah. I'm tougher than you because I drink chalky milk and eat chicken nuggets, pussy.
And it's just clear to me that, like, at least Zoltan Bathory, if not other members of the band, like, is so tuned in to this hateful, like, boomer-ass right-wing influence fear that this is still something that it bothers him.
They did actually, like, just get rid of their guitarist, or they got rid of him a while back, and now it's official, and he, like, can't say why, which is really interesting. I wonder what the story is behind that, if he has some, like, non-disclosure agreement going on.
Yeah, lots of hush money.
Yeah, I mean, with what Zoltan says in public, I can't imagine what he says in private, you know? Like, he's already pretty fucking mask off as it is.
Mm. No pun intended.
Speaking of masks, we get to the meat of this video about a minute in. And this is really, I guess, where all of the kind of chin-stroking about this came about, where you have a line of people wearing masks, and then a fella that's not wearing a mask, and you've got some very primped up looking older lady who's wearing a button that says exempt, and it has a hammer and sickle underneath it. She's not wearing a mask. She doesn't have to do this shit.
She looks like Cindy McCain.
Yeah, she's very attractive. And this fella, you know, he hesitates for a bit, and he puts his mask on, and so he gets a button to wear on his shirt that says compliant, and it's got some hammers and sickles underneath it. And so the very obvious fucking, you know, subtext, it's not subtext, it's the fucking text.
It's text, yeah. It's
the,
super
the band
text.
Doesn't do subtext.
It's literally text on a button.
It's the Soviet, essentially, the ruling elites are picking and choosing who's exempt from the rules and who needs to follow to be a good citizen of this communist nation, apparently, which is just fucking asinine on the face. But when you think about it even more, it makes me even angrier.
it's like a clearly ham-fisted representation of Nancy Pelosi, because she got up and walked across the room on camera without her mask once in that salon. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I do remember that. This is a very generous interpretation of Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah. She looks better blonde, I guess.
Maybe.
Not really.
It's, we've got this scene that's spelling out for you what it is. You go see some workers wearing coveralls. They've got this incredible back graphic on it. It's the People's Republic of America with the stars and stripes, but the then their stars, check it out, hammers and sickles.
I know they were trying to go for scary, but that was actually kind of a kick-ass shirt.
No, it rules. I want some coveralls with that shit on it.
I would run for that party. Fuck it. Why not?
And it's clear, you know, these guys are, you know, the untouchables. They're the bottom tier of society because they're having to do physical labor. And we go to a nice neighborhood. We see the good mask-wearing people, you know, buying ice cream and our stand-in for Pelosi, I guess, walking a bunch of gimps like dogs. Just straight S&M fetish shit.
Yeah, I mean, no judgment. That sounds cool. If that's just, I mean, like, what you're into, an older woman putting you on a leash. I mean, it's America. It's a free country.
But something happens, and these gimps lose their mind, and they, you know, destroy an ice cream truck, and they set it on fire. And that, of course, outrages the good mask wearing liberals in this town. And from there, there's a news report that shows little graphics of fires all across the country. That's not because, you know, half the country is literally on fire right now. It's because of something called the Great Awakening.
I mean, look, the whole gimp thing, destroying the ice cream truck. Look, gooning, it's a dangerous thing. You got to be careful. I mean, orgasm
what
denial.
Is gooning?
It's just orgasm denial to the point where your brain just melts and you just become a mindless zombie, just completely, you got to look it up on UrbanDictionary.com and try really hard not to laugh.
How did you become aware of this?
UrbanDictionary.com, man. It's like every other day there's something coming up on that shit that just, you know, it's like one of those cartoon fetish words that isn't real.
Okay. So there's not people like not nutting until cum drips out their ears and they lose their mind.
Yeah, exactly. But in this music video, I mean, clearly that's the message that Zoltan Bathory is trying to convey.
He's one of those no-fap guys, and it makes him so mad.
That's right. That he just him and his goons got to burn down an ice cream truck.
So this leads to our first look at the band. These fucking freaks.
Heroes of like our time.
Zoltan Bathory is running across a golf course holding a fucking American flag like he's charging into battle.
The Hungarian-born Zoltan Bathory.
Wrapping himself in the flag like something that, I don't know, like an Orwell guy would say. you see cops running with the flag. You see, you know, all of these good, strong patriots running with the flag. And then people start getting shot.
Do any of the members of the band actually get shot?
They do not.
I tried to watch and didn't notice.
No, they didn't get shot. Of course they didn't.
Makes them impervious.
Exactly.
I'm sad for that, because that would have been a great gift to respond to every one of their tweets from eternity.
Blah, blah, blah. No, it's like for a while there, whenever Drake would tweet something, they would post him getting gatted up in Degrassi.
Which he really overacted that scene, like, you know, he's fucking serious. Chill.
And so, you know, there's an explosion and you go to some powdered wig cocksucker waking up from
it's supposed to be George Washington.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's a pretty generous interpretation, I would say.
Well, you didn't get to see his wooden toenail teeth.
So, you know, this guy passed out from drinking fucking 7 liters of wine at lunch. And one of his servants wakes him up, telling him to sign the Declaration of Independence. It was like, it was all a dream.
This really should have been called Subtlety, the music video.
Yeah, if I woke up from a dream like that, I wouldn't sign the Declaration. I'd be like, fuck that, what's the point? We're going to have to wear a paper mask someday. Might as well give King George III what he wants.
So, you know, if you watch this video, it is, again, there is no subtext, there is only text. It is pretty clear what they're saying here, and if you, you know, continue watching to the end, where there is widespread violence against, you know, the Soviet for making people wear masks, it's almost like this is some kind of fever dream of patriots rising up with violence against, you know, the powers that the be, which would be mostly totally ineffective centrist liberal politicians.
Yeah, I mean, this music video was text typed out on a rainbow light up mechanical keyboard. Okay, this is text. This is just so ham-fisted and so lame and so obvious. Every single thing possible. But of course,
and then we zoom in on the button and there's a hammer and sickle on it. Oh yeah, that's great.
I mean, did you guys see Zoltan Bathory's response to people? Well, being
first we
mad?
Have to start with the quote before the response,
right?
Because it's, yeah.
Well, let's start it. What do you say?
So Zoltan Bathory, brain genius, said, "America is a beautiful idea that draws immigrants like myself from all over the world to the promised land of equality, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
As long as they're not the Mexican ones."
This idea is now under siege, and certain events are starting to remind me of the things many of us came here to escape. It's not a left against right problem, but an evolutionary problem.
Oh. Oh, it's an evolutionary problem, you see.
The growing pains of a civilization that, without the necessary spiritual enlightenment, arrived a bit early to a level of technology where everyone is connected. The good news is that now everyone has a voice. The bad news is that now everyone has a voice. So we are living in the manipulator's paradise, where liars and hypocrites run unscathed. The news are just opinions. Politics are a blood sport, and facts are determined by consensus instead of the truth. We as artists, however, have a unique opportunity to portray and ridicule the absurd to prevent it from becoming reality.
It's like these people, they almost have it. We always talk about this, how they almost have it, but it's like
it's at the very end, instead of like, oh, I believe that, you know, power and money are corrupting influences, it takes a hard right turn to the Jews.
I know, it's just like that.
Well, throughout this statement, there's a lot of like hidden language and a lot of winks and nods to a lot of like far right thinking. You're talking about evolutionary problems and spiritual enlightenment. And I mean, the manipulators. Just say the slur already, you coward.
That train's never late, right, Jordan?
I mean, it's I just know because I talked about this a couple of probably a month ago about this band, like that this band has some kind of cooperation with the Department of Defense or something like that, where they're basically getting extra coverage because they, you know, suck the troops off. I'm going to take this to another level. This is like a Project Paperclip kind of thing, where Zoltan Bathory's like parents were some kind of fucking war criminal neo-Nazi refugees to the U.S.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I am fully on board with this whole thing now.
And I tweeted about that ridiculous comment and jokingly said he's two words away from white genocide. And a couple people are like, what? I don't see it. This isn't white genocide. What are you talking about? And another person said something along the lines of like, don't judge a book by its cover. I'm like, this isn't the cover. This is the text within the book.
It's like the title of the book is the book. That's all there is with Five Finger Death Punch Man.
So he got some pushback on this because people with eyes saw this video.
I'll read.
Brutally obvious.
I'll read the response he's got here because it's like the greatest part of this is that he has to draw a white arrow to the button that's on the lady. As if it's anyway, I just got to read what he says. So Zoltan writes in response to everybody kind of pushing back with this music video. He says, as much as some news sites use quote unquote anti-mask as a clickbait title, and in parentheses he writes, and I must applaud the capitalist in them or myself would be a hypocrite.
Great grammar.
I'm sorry, or I myself would be a hypocrite. That's my grammar. I can't that one. I myself, I just didn't read his shit properly because, you know, I can't read buttons or texts or things. So anyway, let's make this crystal clear, Zoltan writes. In a fictional story, amongst shopping cart zombies, Tide Pod eating fat superheroes, and all the other metaphors.
Metaphor is a big stretch for what I just saw.
And all
it's
the
just
other,
a four.
And all the other metaphors, why would anyone think the mask scene isn't one? The mask segments are about hypocrisy on the highest level. When the rules are made for you, but those who made them are exempt, pretty much the standard in all dictatorships and totalitarian regimes. I had the displeasure of growing up in one. Hence the reference. So no, the scene in question is not about the masks. It's not an anti-mask message. In fact, you can go to fivefingerdeathpunch.com right now and buy some cool ones.
Always be promoting.
Yeah, always, always hustling, always. Just as I prefaced it, we as artists have a unique opportunity to portray and ridicule the absurd, to prevent it from becoming reality. If I must explain this, the whole video is in the framework of fiction, a dystopian nightmare of one of the founding fathers right before he signs the Constitution. I often say, ask us! The immigrants, the Cubans, the Venezuelans, the North Koreans.
Oh, yes, let's talk specifically to the Cubans that lost their slaves. They're the most indicative of immigrants in this country.
The Cubans, the Venezuelans, the North Koreans, anyone
the
from
North
the former
Koreans
Soviet
aren't immigrants. They're escaping.
They're fucking refugees, bro. Talk to us and we will tell you. We were lucky because we had a place to escape to. We are fortunate that we could come here. But if America is gone, where will you go? We immigrants also remember how our freedom slipped away, how our rights were ripped from us, how we were kept under the thumb and in fear of our own governments. So maybe, just maybe, we have valuable experience we can tell you about. We can forewarn you of the things we have seen before. So we the people, and you know, we the people is capitalized, of course. So we the people must do everything in our power to stay free as a society. We must prevent the rise of tyranny in all shapes and forms. We must resist the would-be dictators and the totalitarian ideas. Yeah, I fucking agree, but stop voting for him, you asshole. This is what the Founding Fathers worried about and tried to prevent by creating the Constitution. Believe it. America is a miracle. It's a miracle, you guys. America is a miracle, and I love this country. I will never shut up about it. American flag emoji. Anyway, not anti-mask. And if you reduce this entire video to that scene and miss the metaphor behind it, God. Well, the good news is it is still America. So you have the right to have and even print your own opinion.
I have an opinion.
Yeah.
I hope you negligently discharge your own dick off. I hope Ivan Moody sees you do it, and because you're his daddy, does the same. I hope the squid-bearded motherfucker strangles himself to death with his stupid dreadlock beards in the middle of the night. Like, I hope your entire band gets the Lynyrd Skynyrd treatment.
Oh, man, just...
And I'm allowed to say that, because I'm an American.
Freedom flies directly into the side of a mountain somewhere.
As an American, I have the freedom to say, I will fight you, Zoltan Bathory. I will use my fist and punch you many, many times. Name the time, name the place.
As an American, I hope that they all collectively get into the 1997 Lincoln Continental that Jose Mangan has restored for $35,500, and I plant an Irish car bomb right underneath that motherfucker, and I detonate it with a cell phone, and it just fucking launches into the sky and makes California sky redder than it's ever been before, with the explosion and blood of all fucking six of these motherfuckers just igniting up the sky at once. And I can say that because freedom of speech, First Amendment. So.
Yeah. No, freedom of speech, First Amendment, also Second Amendment. I'm strapped as fuck.
I should be allowed to have all of the equipment I need for an Irish car bomb that might or might not work and be able to be detonated with a cell phone. It's my right as an American to arm myself, guys.
This feels good, actually. Like, normally you have to play this role where you can't, you know, even justify the insane violent rhetoric that they put up. But it feels kind of fun to just go along with it.
Right. It's, we want to talk violence. Let's talk violence. Like,
yeah. When reading about this, I somehow fell down a little bit of an internet hole and discovered that Ivan Moody, before being in Moto Grader, was in a band called Toiz, and it's T-O-I-Z. And I found a picture of him, and he straight up looks like Murderface from Death Clock.
He has a perm.
He has bleached, like, Bozo the Clown hair. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And so, yeah, I'll yell about guns all you want, dude. Like, I am not afraid of you.
Also, it's worth noting that all of these guys are 4'9". Like, they are tiny little babies. They're covered in face tattoos because they need to show, I'm not short, I'm tough, actually.
I tuck my camo pants into my boots that, you know, I don't wear to make me look taller.
Genuinely, like, by the time you're listening to this episode, if there is shit popping off, there's a good chance that one of the people popping it off is wearing a fucking Five Finger Death Punch shirt, so... it's a handy thing to note.
Yeah, I can't wait until that person wears that in the courtroom and gives them the, advertisement that they would appreciate from it. Because, you know, when you have the kid who shot, like, three people in that one protest getting, like, you know, a round of applause every time he steps outside, it's just kind of the place that we're at.
I heard
he apparently cried and vomited in prison because he was worried about people talking shit about him on the internet.
I did my part.
Yeah, there's no Twitter in jail. Can you guys believe that?
That's wild.
Yeah, I want to go to jail now.
Yeah, how the fuck is cyberbullying real? You need to worry about what's lurking.
Yeah, man, it's like you got bigger problems to worry about when you're in fucking prison, I think.
Yeah. I honestly think he's not going to get away with this. I had some doubts at first, but fortunately he hired an attorney that is just so fucking incompetent because he's just destroyed by his own ideology. So he's bad at the law now.
Yeah, he can't get transferred back to the place where he would get a safer bet in terms of his sentence. He's going to get tried right where it happened, I think.
Yeah,
that's why you don't cross state lines, kids.
Yeah, dumbass. Yep.
Also, I mean, don't shoot people.
Yeah.
Unless they're shooting at you, in which case you definitely should shoot them. Yeah. Anyway, I hope everybody's safe, and please, you know, the news is whatever. Try not to take too much of it to heart. Be friends with your neighbors, have some food, take care of each other. That's my thought on that one.
Right. the only Irish car bombs you should be enjoying are drinks right now. Lots of them. Don't, several of them.
Don't drink those. Those are gross.
You gotta just wear your Halloween costume like forever now. There's no reason to change. Yeah. Just keep putting it on every day when you go out.
Hey, I kind of like that.
The Iron Man mask is still a mask.
So I'm going to wear my skeleton onesie everywhere I go.
That's right.
Might as well.
No bones about it, man. Okay. Well, I'm, is there anything else we want to cover? We want to call this one wrapped.
We covered a lot of ground here. And I think that this is a great introduction to what is the rest of your life.
All right. Well, stay safe, stay loving each other. Don't be afraid to expat if you need to, and keep it metal. I'll see y'all guys next week, maybe.
Gonna X-Pac.
X-Pac out of here.
Six FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.